This is Dakota Datebook for November 27th. On this date in 1922, the Ward County Independent informed readers that the Boy Scouts were in winter quarters at Spokely Hall, a camp west of Minot on the Mouse River. The camp was a generous donation from the Spokely family. Ole Spokely was one of the earliest pioneers in the Minot area. He arrived in 1882 with his wife, three children, and a yoke of oxen. He built the cabin the following year. After 19 years at that location, Spokely relocated to a ranch 17 miles south of Minot. He and his son Alf decided the Boy Scouts could make good use of the old family homestead. The first outing for the Scouts came the previous July when 10 boys and the Scoutmaster spent the weekend there. They decided to name the camp Spokely Hall in honor of the old pioneer and his family. The cabin had been unoccupied for many years. The boys immediately pitched in to make repairs on the two-story structure, using a mix of clay and grass to plaster the cracks on the outside of the cabin. A local businessman donated a bag of plaster for the inside cracks. By September, they had added a screened-in porch. There was flat ground for a baseball diamond, with enough additional room for a horseshoe pitch. The possibilities for activities seemed endless. The river offered fishing, swimming, and boating. The Scouts quickly planned a space for outdoor cooking. Over the summer, the Boy Scouts collected donations to use for the camp. Several people offered camp cots that the Scouts placed on the second floor, which served as the dormitory. Osir Webb gave them an old building that they took apart to use for lumber. Mr. and Mrs. Truax provided a large range that served not only for cooking, but for heating the cabin as well. The mines around Burlington donated coal. The Scouts enjoyed no shortage of activities even during the winter. They continued repairs on the cabin, hunted rabbits, went on hikes, and cooked over a camp stove. They also went ice skating and sledding. The camp became a permanent year-round location. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.